This is CliffCentral.com.
Welcome to Youth Leadership Platform, a platform for youth about leadership, leadership issues, society, life. It's great in association with Student Brands, and with me is Chanel. Hi, Chanel.
Hello.
Karawan, anyway, that's your surname.
Yes.
Good to have you with us. And Sasha Lee. Gee, I just got your Gonzalves.
Gonzalves, yes.
Gonzalves. Gonzalves. Well, guys, thank you for putting these shows together. We appreciate it. And we've got Bongani in the background. Yeah, this is the youth program, and it's fairly new. We launched it recently. We're still carving out the direction. We know the youth want to speak up. They want to share their views. They must, even those who don't want to, should. And that's the future. Today, though, the golden thread for us is the launch of the Tuli Madonsela ebook, leadership ebook. We call it Tuli Madonsela on Leadership. So we want to bring that in a little bit. She has a message for the youth. I want to see if we agree with that. But welcome. We've got, at this stage, Michaela Russell.
Hello.
Actress. You heard that. That's like a voiceover. She's an actress specifically known for a role in Isidingo. Now, I don't watch Isidingo. What's your role there?
It's unacceptable. I refuse to answer.
So we must all watch Isidingo.
Yes. I play Charlie Holmes.
Are you a good person or a bad person?
She's cheeky, which is a good thing because she's young, and I suppose that's a part of it. I'm the daughter of the local cop, Mr. Eddie Holmes. I'm kind of like the damaged girl next door. So I've gone through a lot, or rather my character's gone through a lot. She's sort of got over those insurmountable hurdles that you face while growing up, and she's sort of just come into her own, which is pretty cool.
You relate?
I do, to an extent, except, touch wood, I've never touched any of the dodgy drugs that she got involved with, and I've never slapped my mom, and I don't intend to. Those are two things that she's done.
But the rest, maybe you relate to. You said Dingo. All right. How long has it been going?
Forever.
It's been ringing in my ear for years. Yeah, I don't.
No, I think it's around 16, 17 years.
It's long.
It's been a long time. But we've got wonderful content, amazing. What is that? That's not a word. Amazing storylines, just a phenomenal writing team. And obviously the acting on the show is incredible. Very lucky to work with such talented actors. They've been great. They've helped me to learn and grow as a performer.
You came in when, though?
About 2.5 years ago.
All right.
As a green newbie with absolutely no acting experience. So that was a golden opportunity for me as a performer. And I've been lucky enough to grow, like I said earlier, amongst some of the most esteemed professionals in the business. Mm. So thanks,
guys.
How
did they suddenly bring a daughter onto the scene? How did that happen? Because it's not, you weren't born into it.
I actually replaced an actress.
You replaced, okay.
There was, the daughter role was already there, just had been sort of, not stagnant, but had been quiet for a while. And then I came back as the maturer, inverted commas, okay. version of Charlie.
All right. Well, what's the industry like? Just tell us a little bit, and then we'll bring it back to today's golden theme almost. We've got an actress in front of us. We're expecting another one. Tell us about the industry. It seems to be growing.
Yes. Oh, no, that's very exciting. Yeah. The industry is, for me personally, it's one of those things that's forever changing. It's never a normal animal. It's kind of a shapeshifter, which is great because I think complacency in any environment is death. And that's certainly true when it comes to performance, which is great. It encourages introspection. It encourages growth. Myself, I'm also studying psychology, so I'm very much so into understanding human beings and behavior, which is part and parcel of acting. The industry itself is a challenge, just like any industry, but in South Africa specifically, it's a very, very small industry. Mm. So it's vitally important to be punctual, to be polite, to be hardworking, not the diva out, honey. and just to make good connections and good ties with people, especially because, like you mentioned earlier, the industry is, thank goodness, growing. We've got lots of international interest. I mean, yeah. If you look at Cape Town, there are a lot of international films and projects.
Especially Cape Town, wow.
Yes. Well, I mean, it's so beautiful. It's got a little bit of everything. It's got the mountains, it's got the sea, it's got the Karoo around the corner.
Yeah.
So it's got a little bit of everything as far as
it's Women's Month. Concerned. So yeah? Is this industry different for men and women, or is it just we're all actresses? We're all acting, or is it different?
I suppose it's a controversial question. If you,
see, I don't know that industry, so I'm thinking, is that even a controversial question? So help us out, but I'm asking it anyway. Why is it controversial?
I would say because if you have a look internationally, Jennifer Lawrence, a young actress, I think she's 26 now, she wrote a letter, I think it was 2 years ago, appealing to, I don't know if it's SAG-AFTRA or just generally speaking, to the public, or just informing the public that female actors for prestigious roles actually get paid a lot less to their male counterparts. I don't know how this came about, but I know that a couple of actors got on board and compared. So I know that that issue was brought to light a couple of years back. I'm not too sure whether things have changed or if it's the same in South Africa, but I know that was controversial. Mm. I would say that it's relatively, from what I've seen, equal. Specifically on our set, everyone treats each other with equal reverence. Everyone helps each other out. It's one of those things when in a performance, it's up to you. The onus rests on your shoulders to uplift your fellow performers, never to drop the ball, because that's actually selfish acting. To expect somebody to raise your energy and deliver a good performance on their behalf as well is just not fair. So we are about positive performances and helping each other out on Isi Dingo, certainly, and I think that's the general tone for the industry, which is great.
Before I start asking you really difficult questions, okay, around leadership and life, it's not an easy industry to be in, I guess. I remember a friend of mine, successful business, but he could have gotten a role on Egoli.
Oh, okay.
At the time, and he said, no, thank you, because that'll mean day and night work for very little pay and no business.
Mm-hmm.
So why would I be doing it? Just for fame? Certainly not to get rich. So, you know, what would be, and there's no time to make any other money. So from a just purely financial point of view, growing in your asset base, it wasn't a good decision, and you didn't even do it.
You know, I have a similar story. I was an extra a couple of years ago on another big South African TV show, and we were asked to come in at like 5 a.m. in the morning, and we were paid like $200 for that day. So
when was this?
This was about 2-3 years ago. Ooh, maybe a little goodness. Bit more. I don't know if it's changed now, you know, but I feel like it still protrudes. Like, it's a very hard industry to be in, and it takes a lot of your time, but it is rewarding.
If you're on Isi Dingo, I mean, it's every day, isn't it? It's like shooting. You really, it's a full-time job.
Well, it's dependent. So with regard, it's dependent according to contract, the specifics of your contract, and according to storyline. So if you have a very active storyline, which means that you're a storyline, it's cutting edge, it's interesting, it's engaging, you will most likely be there Monday to Friday. We don't necessarily shoot over weekends unless we're on location, which is something cool that we've introduced again into the show this year specifically. And then you can be there from around 7 until 6:30 at night, depending on how long it takes to shoot.
Sure.
It's not great to drop scenes, so we try to get through everything during the course of a day, because it's obviously costly to have to pick things up left, right, and center. But our director's awesome. We tend to get great stuff quite quickly. With regards to the financial side of the industry, we are freelancers, meaning that we can do several jobs at once, meaning that you are not bound to one specific show, which is great. Also, Isi Dingo is flexible in that regard.
Mm.
So you can be pulling an earning, you know, earnings from various different jobs at the same time, whether it's MC work, whether it's presenting, whether it's acting. It all sort of fits into the same realm of work. I'm not too sure what the standards are across the board, but it's doable if you work very hard. You're correct there. You have to push. We don't get weekends. I haven't had a weekend in a very long time. I was actually this past weekend in Durban emceeing for the Nelson Mandela Marathon, which was really cool. And then I took part as well. Didn't do the marathon. Did a small 10K, but it was really cool. So, yeah.
Yeah, because you have to find other time to do other things, be a speaker or MC or, you know, whatever it may be. Now, today's Golden Thread is we're looking at a remarkable woman, Thuli Madonsela, who's been the public protector for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And myself and Alison Yandu, who's the former editor of Business Report, we just launched this ebook today called Thuli Madonsela on Leadership. So you can get it on Amazon or on leadershipplatform.com, 2 P's in the middle, one word, and also on candidmedia.co.za. because it's Women's Month, until the end of this month, it's half price. After that, you know, probably Woo-hoo. Not.
That's but 2 days.
2 days, yeah. Launch price. But I want your views on her as a leader. You know, I don't think we have to follow politics necessarily or anything to know who she is. But all of you here today, we've got Sasha Lee as well. What do you think of her? Just, you're an actress, doing your job, enjoying it, building your future, and then you've got this sideshow going on with Tuli Madonsela and President Zuma. And so without talking politics, what is your perception of her as a leader?
I think she's awesome. I mean, she's been brave enough to speak out about things that are controversial, that are challenging. I believe that she's got a very strong social consciousness, and that she does uphold her social responsibility, which I think is hugely brave. Mm. As a leader, being female, that's tough in itself. So to have sort of flown the flag so high is not only ambitious, but it's inspiring, specifically to younger generations, girls coming up. I think it kind of shows them that it is possible. It is possible to do the right thing, or to at least be brave enough to speak out against things that you may not necessarily agree with.
Okay. Sasha Lee, you're a law student, so you must have a view. Yeah.
No, of course. I mean, what Michaela said is so true, that Tuli Madonsela really has been a person worth looking up to, not for the wrong reasons, though, and not for any material reasons. There's substance to what she does. It's not for anything bad. It's not for anything that, you know, how do I put
self-serving
it?
Irrelevant,
or irrelevant, should I say, to what's happening in our country right now. So she's showing young women what it actually is to take the knowledge that you do have and to use it for a good cause. She really is. She's a fantastic example in that way. And like Michaela said, she's one of the brave individuals who has really, she's not worried about sticking to the status quo. She goes beyond that and does her bit, no matter how it is viewed in the public eye. And that is what we need as leaders. That is, in essence, what true leadership is about. She embodies it fantastically. So
she has grace and
poise,
poise and confidence and humility. I mean, she's just this incredibly balanced individual. Mm. Chanel, your view?
I think what's important is that she's led by example.
Mm.
Something you've mentioned, both Michaela and Sasha, she's not just sitting and talking about it. She's out there doing it. And yes, she's causing a little bit of a stir, but that's what leadership is. It's being brave enough to cause that stir.
Mm.
And I think that she's very commendable for that.
Mm.
Now, we know one of the things, she was involved in drafting the Constitution somehow,
yes.
I think, okay,
yes.
in her earlier days.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the things that's big in our country is what happened with a constitutional ruling, you know, around President Zuma. And, of course, she was in court looking all elegantly there. We know the ruling came out, and it strengthened her role within the Constitution, but also South Africa's Constitution itself was strengthened by this whole thing, ordeal. Suddenly we realized we're a constitutional democracy. Suddenly we realized that, oh, maybe we do have a constitution guarding over the politicians, looking after our interests as human beings and as a country. But something she said, we asked her when she sat in that chair where you're sitting right now. We asked her, are you interested in being the president of this country? Michaela, are you interested in being the president of the country?
No. Well, this is so strange.
When you were young, you wanted to be...
I was privileged enough to meet the Mandela family over the weekend.
Mm.
And a couple of the delegates and the municipal leaders and stuff. And politics seems so incredibly stressful.
Mm.
When I was younger, I thought, you know, why not? Let's be president. When people asked, instead of saying something like, I would like to be a ballerina.
Mm.
Thinking about it now, huge responsibility.
Mm.
I mean, being young, it's responsibility enough trying to cover rent and other expenses, let alone the livelihood and the being responsible for an entire nation. So...
Imagine
I don't know.
That.
I might pass up on that one.
Yes. Well, she does too. In fact, a lot of people said if we had to vote right now who should be the next president, she might win hands down.
Mm.
But she said no. And her answer was actually that we don't need a messianic sort of leader coming out and saving us all. She also felt that the solution to great leadership probably does not lie within the current crop of politicians, but the next younger generation. You guys that we're talking to now, and maybe younger, I don't know. But her hope was that the youngsters would understand the constitution more, that they will take that baton from, I don't know, the Cyril Ramaphosas and the Rolf Meyers who, and herself who drafted the constitution, and then move forward with it. Actually understand it, actually live it, actually stand up for it.
Use it.
That's what her hope was. Do you think that's a sort of a hopeless sort of statement? Do the youth even know what the constitution is? Have you guys read it? Have your peers read it? What is your view on this as a constitutional country and on her appeal that youngsters must take the constitution forward? Let's start with Michaela.
Oh gosh, I feel like I'm monopolizing here a little bit. So I am a little bit, well, not entirely familiar with the constitution, but I do know that South Africa's constitution is one of the most admirable constitutions in the world. I know that it does uphold human rights and equality because of our history, which is very important and salient. I have an understanding that the constitution is sort of like a mission statement. You know, how do we adhere to that? How do we live our daily lives by that? And I think as a member of society, it's important to understand your rights as a person living in South Africa, not only to uphold them, but to help in upholding others. That is your responsibility, and then obviously not to infringe upon the rights of others. So as a person living in the country, I believe there's a way that we can participate in accordance with the constitution. I do believe that it's important for the youth to familiarize themselves with the constitution, because if you want to be an active member within society, if you want to make a difference, if you want to see a difference, you have to be the first to effect change. You can't sit around and point fingers and hope for others to do it for you. Mm. It can start with you. It's just about making a little bit of effort and hoping that you can inspire others to do the same.
What did you study?
I'm currently studying psychology.
You're doing psychology, and it's to understand human behavior. You're going to study many years in psychology before you understand that.
Yeah.
Certainly not pre-graduate. Mm. But all right, so you're studying that on the side, currently mm-hmm. psychology. All right, you do sound like someone who's thought about this a bit, which is very good. And yourselves, mm-hmm. Chanel, have you read the Constitution? Are you familiar with it? Okay. Do you think our youth are?
I'm more of that part of the youth that's sort of just trying to pay the rent. So no, I haven't, to be honest, I haven't read through the Constitution. It's not that I wouldn't like to, it's just never been a priority for me. I still believe that you can, you know, do your part in society without having to know that, but it is important to know. And I think that if Thuli Madonsela wants to see, you know, us, the youth, take the constitution forward, then that's the first place to start, is know what the constitution says.
Okay.
And I'm guilty of that. I mean, I don't know.
Honesty, you can't be a law student and haven't thought of reading it.
No, of course. I have read the constitution to some extent. Definitely haven't read through the entire constitution as yet. It's something that I would like to do and I'm currently doing. But I do think, like Chanel pointed out, it's not really a priority for many South Africans, especially youngsters nowadays, to familiarize themselves with the Constitution, and that is a big problem. I think it's seen as this rigid, cold, horrible thing that just gets left to the professionals or to the people that need to know about it. It's not really seen as something that everyone should know about, which we need to change. I think more platforms should be introduced within society to familiarize people with the Constitution. Hold workshops at universities, random workshops in public spaces where you can speak about three sections of the Constitution. People can have a dialogue in terms of that, and actually in that way familiarize themselves, understand what the Constitution is about, hold questions, ask questions on it, and discuss it further. That is the only way we're going to get especially young people to be interested in the Constitution. Make it something, make it popular. Don't leave it.
Old man, we've got the old man sitting on the couch here. He's our sort of institutional memory. But you remember that view of Thuli Madonsela and how she feels about youngsters adopting the Constitution?
She expressed very strong opinions of her faith in the youngsters, of the young people. We found the same thing here. The young people are really saying to us, people, we don't be settled with the prejudice of the past. We feel we can do it. but, you know, don't stand in our way. Now, in terms of the Constitution, it's not just a legal document. This aloof document you speak about, Sasha, is a beautifully put. It's actually perhaps the only stable factor in our country. The country is really not ruled by political parties. Truly helped us understand that, and the great ruling by the chief, the constitutional judge. But it is a stable factor to guarantee our rights, not political parties as such, but the Constitution. So I think the young people should just understand the spirit of it rather than the technical understanding of it.
Okay. All right. Now, let's start. We have a few more minutes left, and this is what I was looking for, having a few actresses in the studio. This is not just about the youth talking to the youth, but also putting people on the platform that the youth maybe look up to or follow, or, you know, they watch Isidingo, or I don't know who watches it, but maybe all age groups. If they put you in, I'm sure they try to draw the younger crowd a little bit more. So I have a question for any, I don't know, successful, well-known actress or singer or anyone that the youngsters follow. The question is this: do you see yourself as a leader, Michaela?
Well, I've been lucky enough to be provided with a social platform in which I can influence others. And I wouldn't choose to do so by posting half-naked photographs of myself, but rather by encouraging others, especially the youth, to take an interest in themselves and to take an interest in the world around them. Because there's a lot of vapid obsession I find out there, and it's encouraged by advertising, all kinds of things. But I just don't think we take the time to sit and really think about the world around us, think about what we would like to see different. Because we do actually have the ability nowadays to change things because of social media, because of social networking. Everything is at our fingertips as far as information is concerned. So if you go out there and you look for it, you can find means and ways to get to become a part of different groups in order to petition against things that you don't agree with. So I try to encourage that as far as doing my bit. I'm also actively involved in several different organizations that help to support animal rights, human rights, that help out. Well, I help out wherever I can. And that's, I think, if I could impart one message, it would be to do a little bit every day for someone, whether it's as small as giving an apple to a beggar on the side of the road, or just showing kindness. I actually saw such a beautiful act of random kindness on the way here. Shame, there was a lady that was walking, and she tripped and fell on the pavement. And one of the gentlemen begging on the side of the road dropped whatever he was doing. He was actually being offered some money to go and help this lady. And it's those little moments where you see the triumph of the human spirit come through, like what Madiba fought so vehemently for, that inspire me and I think everyone to do good. And if you can do that, that's my big message as an influencer maybe. Do a little bit of good every day because it pays off in the long run.
My next question was your message to young women and young people out there. So in short, I hear you say, I realize that I am in a leadership position, or you call it a position of influence. And I think that's good. I can imagine some actresses or singers or stars or artists thinking, no, I'm not a leader. I'm just doing what I'm doing.
May I interject with something? Sorry, I just thought up something else because we are speaking about women. I think it's very important, and we have got to a place as girls and ladies that you do not need to use your physique and your physical appeal, your femininity, as a means of getting forward or getting ahead or being respected. You can actually use your brain, because we do have brains. I'm surrounded by some very beautiful, very intelligent ladies today in studio, and that's the important thing. You can have brains, you can have beauty, you can have talent, all wrapped up in one. You do not have to conform.
I mean, this is actually quite remarkable. So do you view yourself as a leader? Okay, you answered that. And then before I could ask, do you have a message to young people out there? You gave a message, volunteer. And then my other one was going to be a word on Women's Month, and then you kind of came with a word on Women's Month. So yes, there's brains, there's instinct, there's intuition. Well done. Final word, guys. We've got to wrap it up. Sasha Lee and Chanel, just final word.
I love what Michaela has brought to today's show. She's really shown what it takes to be a strong, courageous woman in today's society, and that you don't have to conform, you don't have to adhere to the status quo, you can just be yourself, and that's about it. She's had a good word on Women's Month, and good luck on all of your future ventures.
Good energy. It was really nice having your energy, Chanel.
Michaela, thank you so much for coming on the show. It's been truly inspirational. I know a couple of years ago, I was one of those people who was sort of almost conforming to try and make something. And it's very true what you say. You don't have to, you know, do what everyone else is saying. You know, just do your little bit every day and be you.
Thank you so much, Michaela Russell. Thank you for joining us. Good
luck
with Issa Dingo.
Thank you for having me.
And your actress career, I'm sure we'll see you go places.
Thank you.
And just stay who you are. Thank you so much. That's the Youth Leadership Platform. And we look forward to being with you again next week. And get to know the Constitution. Take over that baton. Go out there and lead. That's what Thuli Madonsela suggested to the youth. And, of course, we launched the ebook, Thuli Madonsela on Leadership. You can get that on leadershipplatform.com or on candidmedia.co.za.
The Leadership Platform was brought to you by Sibanye, a proudly South African multi-commodity mining company.
I am a South African. I carry the hopes and dreams of my country and the generations to come. I know that it's not where I come from, but where I'm going to that really matters.
At Sibanye, we believe the future of our country will be defined by our actions today, which is why we are committed to the development of our leaders. Sibanye, we are one. Visit us on sibanyegold.co.za.
This is CliffCentral.com.